In the evening edition, current and former managers of the Transport Board grilled about questionable transactions as the Public Accounts Committee reconvenes. Some areas still without electricity, as Barbados Light and Power says, Wednesday's freak storm knocked out power to more than 26,000 homes. A project team headed by the Minister of Housing commences work to repair more than two dozen damaged or destroyed properties, and the Minister of Culture re-emphasizes government will be guided by the health experts in respect of crop over this year. The Evening Edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up. Well, questions were raised about some of the transactions at the Transport Board when that state agency was again the focus as Parliament's Public Accounts Committee convened today. Committee Chairman Bishop Joseph Atherley, Auditor General Lee Trotman, and other committee members grilled current and former managers of the board, including the ex-Quality Assurance Manager Sylvan Codrington. It was revealed that on at least one occasion, the police were called in over a questionable matter involving missing spare parts.
Right now, we have
I find out that those parts were ordered for this particular bus, but it never went on the bus. I wrote the then general manager and told him about it, and the police was informed, and we visited the individual's home, and we discovered that there were some parts at his house that cannot be accounted for from his end.
Bishop Atherley also pressed Mr. Codrington on the issue of missing buses.
That there were seven buses missing, seven buses that could not be accounted for.
I'm not aware of that, sir. What I would like, if you got buses that are missing, I want to know the numbers.
But you heard that for the first time when you came before this committee?
This first time I'm hearing it now, that seven buses missing.
Excerpts from today's meeting of Parliament's Public Accounts Committee. Wednesday night's freak storm knocked out power to one-fifth of the homes in this country. More than 26,000 Barbados Light and Power Company customers. And the company's communications manager, Jackie Marshall-Clark, tells Starcom Network News that up to today, there were still properties without power as the restoration work continues.
Light and Power recorded 26,065 customers, or 20% of its customer base, without electricity. 1% of our customer base is still without supply, and we are working to address these localized matters pertaining to poles, trees, fuses, etc. in these communities. Today, the areas without supply are St. Peter, Black Bass, Lonesome Hill, and Indian Ground. In St. Andrew, Cane Garden, Bell Plain, Chalky Mount, Coggins Hill. In St. Joseph, Bathsheba, St. Elizabeth Village, Cleavers Hill, Stony Gully, Easy Hall, Airy Hill, Dark Hole, Blackmans, Melvin Hill, Mellows Hill, Chimborazo, and Horse Hill. In St. Thomas, Airy Cot, Hillaby, Jukes Tenantry, Chapman Village, and Monk Wilton. In St. James, Sunset Crest, Orange Hill, Zion Hill, Porters, Lancaster, Greenwich Village. In St. John, Society, Colleton, Edgecliff, Newcastle, and Redland. And in St. Philip, Gemswick, Stanford.
Meantime, a project team headed by the Minister of Housing, Lands, and Maintenance, Dr. William Duguid, today commenced work to repair or rebuild the at least two dozen homes damaged or destroyed by Wednesday night's freak storm. Speaking to Starcom Network News ahead of meetings today with the project team, Dr. Duguid said the list of people needing help continues to grow.
Some, of course, will require just repairs, and some are completely new build houses. So we're in the field assessing those. We did some assessments yesterday, and we'll continue to do the assessment today. We're trying to get as many people housed as quickly as possible, even if we can even get temporary housing.
Dr. Duguid says the repair work will be a multi-agency effort.
They've brought in the Defense Force, the Urban Development Commission, the Rural Development Commission, the National Housing Corporation, and the building unit, former building of the Ministry of Transport Works and Maintenance. And all of us will be meeting today and trying to assign these houses so that everybody has an equal share and get these done as quickly as possible. Even although some people might think they're badly damaged but cannot be repaired, others we can repair, those full assessments have to really be done by engineering. And the
of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Dr. William Duguid. A day after the wanted man, Kiestan Nochi Clark, was shot dead by police, and just days after three other men were remanded on charges of murdering a policeman, members of the public have voiced support for a tough stance on crime. Clark and one of the murder accused in the Rose Hill case, Jason Blenman, had also been charged with murder in connection with a shooting at Warren St. Michael 6 years ago. This was the feedback when our Kezia Innes took to the streets today.
I was hearing that some of those persons would have killed before. So I was wondering, what is the justice system doing about persons who killed before that should have been in prison for a longer period of time instead of being let out so early to kill again? So I think that something is lacking somewhere and that something must be done about it.
So what she said is perfectly correct. God, they're letting out, you know, people they're put in jail, they just get them bail with bail, and you get catch with a gun straight to prison.
Yeah, at that point, because that's where most of the violence coming from. So I think that a stiffer penalty for guns is needed.
Meantime, at Green Hill, St. Michael, at the family home of the deceased fugitive, relatives said he had indicated a desire to turn himself in, but they also acknowledged that his life was one that went down the wrong path. While our reporter was at the home, a sister of the deceased, Lystra Clark, who lives overseas, joined the interview via video call.
He's a loving father. I am not going to say my brother is perfect or no man is perfect. No man is perfect. People is do the things. You understand? A man is just a man. My brother do he wrong, and he was trying to make he right because he have his girl children to live for, and he know my mother is not strong anymore.
District Clark, sister of Kiestan Nochi Clark, Minister with Responsibility for Culture John King, says every decision being made with regards to crop over this year will be based on the advice of the health professionals. He was speaking this morning as he and the Minister of the Environment, Adrian Ford, visited a site at Woodburn Parks in Phillip, the latest location for creation of a community park under the Clean and Green Initiative.
Therefore, on the advice of the medical experts, not people that are guessing, not people that are just trying to think, experts, all the decisions are made based on. But anybody else can have an opinion, which is fine, but we have to follow the science and the expert advice.
He also said he felt stakeholders are happy with the outcome of the discussions that have taken place. Britain's West Indian-inspired Notting Hill Carnival, Europe's biggest street party, has been taken off the streets for the second year running because of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The CEO of Notting Hill Carnival, Matthew Phillip, announced the cancellation of the street event that was scheduled for August 29th and the 30th. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a bill, the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act, which establishes a holiday that commemorates the end of slavery in the U.S. Mr. Biden said at the signing of the event that it will be one of the greatest moments of his presidency.
I think this will go down for me as one of the greatest honors I will have had as president, not because I did it, you did it, Democrats and Republicans.
And here in Barbados, businessman and former political candidate Reverend Patrick Tannis stressed that the development has great significance.
This is a moment that also all Barbadians can be proud of because of the significant role that Barbadians played in this process of the freedom for slaves. And many of them are our, in a sense, cousins in a foreign land that were victors ultimately by this day and this announcement, this proclamation today by President Biden, which I completely fully endorse. What a moment it is for those of us who love freedom.
Our top stories: current and former managers of the Transport Board grilled about questionable transaction as the Public Accounts Committee convenes. Some areas still without electricity, as the Barbados Light and Power Company says Wednesday's freak storm knocked out power to more than 26,000 homes. In the evening edition from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group, I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.